Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the third ingredient is thirdingredient.com, the third ingredient or third ingredient, the number, by the way, the number third ingredient, and or you can find both of those at Amazon. We had a great visit with our good friend David Dossi, partner with Gallagher & Dossi, an intellectual property attorney out of Columbus. Invention-protection.com is the website. I encourage you to go there and check them out and let them help you with your intellectual property, which we talk about when David joins us. We're talking about naming today, David. And in the previous segment, you talked about the reason to have a name, to name a product, to name a service, give it an identity, and protect it in many cases. But now let's talk about how to come up with great names.
Sure. Well, coming up with a great name, you need to think of it, it's a process. And just like anything in your business, you'll have processes and standard operating procedures. You need to approach product naming or tagline naming as a process and give it some structure. If you don't have that structure, it's going to go off the rails. And one common mistake, and we'll get to more mistakes later, but in terms of coming up with a great name is, don't put it out to a naming contest in your company. That generally results in a disaster. But the process that I use is I would always encourage people first, come up with a list of bad names for your product or service. I've read many books on this subject, and one book titled Don't Call It That points out that figuring out what makes names bad is a good place to start thinking about what makes names good.
I've never heard
and
of that
if
approach.
If you come up with a list of bad names, and everyone likes to dog their competitors a little bit, so think about your similar goods or services from your competitors.
So it's sort of like
bad names.
Sort of like, how do I hate thee? Let me count the ways.
Exactly. And so you've got that list. Then you need to really think about what I call a naming brief, where you just, before you start doing any brainstorming, you think of a few key aspects, you know, who clearly identify where the new product or service is going to be positioned relative to the rest of the market. You know, identify what is it that is going to make this stand out or be different. You know, is it low cost? Is it higher quality? You know, just go through that process of writing it down on paper. Secondly, identify the likes and dislikes and habits of both the end user of the good and service as well as the person making the purchasing decision, you know, because that's really helps you flesh out who's the target audience and what are the attributes associated with them. And then that can help you figure out how to get in their heads. You know, once you've identified that target audience, is it you need to appeal to a certain feeling to them or a certain value of theirs? You also want to identify what we would call a personality for the product or service, you know, and create a list of adjectives that describes this personality. Are you wanting people to infer or think that this is energetic? Is it user-friendly? Is it low cost? Is it indestructible? Is it durable? Those type of things, and then also write out 5 sentences as if you would be writing a press release or a marketing or ad copy or a social media post, where even right now it's just you put a big blank and then fill in the rest of the sentence. So you're not using the name, but you are hammering out 5 sentences as if you were using the name in those sentences. Because then when you're brainstorming, you can see how they fit into those sentences that you made before you came up with possible names. And if it doesn't fit well, if it doesn't roll off the tongue, if it doesn't read well, then that should be a red flag to you.
It'll get hung up. There's no question about it. And of course, it needs to be intuitive, doesn't it? I mean, the name, that's one of my it either needs to be intuitive or so if it's it can be so unintuitive that it makes people say, I have to find out what's at the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you want to scratch that itch.
That's right. That's right. It's got to be so intuitive that they say, oh, I get that. Or like Nike. I mean, what does Nike mean? but there is one thing. There's a restaurant in New York City that my wife and I found a few years ago that we loved, and then we lost it because I couldn't remember the name. The name is really hard to remember.
I was just going to say restaurants are really hard to do naming, and oftentimes a good tagline for a restaurant is what the consumer will remember. Mm-hmm. And so never underestimate the value of a good tagline, because let's face it, most restaurant names are forgettable until mm-hmm. they're a huge franchise, but it's that tagline that can often stick in your head, and you'll remember that.
Mm-hmm. Your talking points that we've been working off of, is this on your website?
No, but I do have, if any of your listeners want to reach out to me, I have book reviews of three of kind of the most prominent product naming books.
All right.
That I am happy to email out to them.
All right, so do that. Don't forget to check out invention-protection.com, and you can email David from there, and he'll be glad to help you. He always does. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about narrowing it down and trying to avoid mistakes in naming your whatever it is that you're naming. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.